The court struck down most of an Arizona law targeting illegal immigrants. Farmers Branch wanted to make all renters get citizenship clearance before they could move in. But David Hinojosa with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund, MALDEF, says the Farmers Branch law was thrown out in lower court, and the Supreme Court ruling just confirms that.
I think it's pretty clear that what Farmers Branch has done is illegal. It's unconstitutional.
Still, Farmers Branch Mayor Bill Glancy says the outcome of the renters' ordinances was worth it. He says even though they were never enforced, they reduced the number of illegal immigrants in the city and the schools.
Well, I think the results have had positive impact. We're finding in our schools that our schools are better today. We don't have as many in and out kids coming through the class, and that's always been disruptive. And a lot of that happened, they tell us, when a lot of illegal immigrants were moving through the school system.
The Carrollton Farmers Branch School District says it does not track illegal immigrants, so can't confirm the mayor's claim. It also says the district has improved year after year, independent of the failed anti-illegal immigrant laws. Glancy says one young mother wanted to know if she were asking too much for the city to be like it was 40 years ago. At the time, the city was less diverse.
If the action they took in back 5 or 6 years ago brings that to be, then I think the money probably was well spent.
MALDEF's Hinojosa has a different view. He says if immigrants were scared away from Farmers Branch because the city violated the Constitution, what kind of message is that?
I think it's really sad if that's what the mayor thinks. This is the leader and the spokesperson for all people in Farmers Branch. And if he thinks that the way that you can get people out and the way that you can treat people is to discriminate against them and to exceed his powers under the Constitution, I think that sends a really, really sad message.
The city's legal bill for defending the anti-illegal immigrant measures is nearly $5 million. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.